后边在 Hey, what is devil?
但是如果我们与神同工的话
But if we co-work with God,
神有一个工作
I have to work,
我们去发现他的工作
We discover his work,
我们就来参与神的工作
And we enter into his work.
这样的工作
This kind of work,
这是金银宝石的工作
Full of silver, gold and precious stones.
所以我们需要在这里看见
We must see
我们要把身体献上当作活祭
Therefore we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
为什么要把身体献上当作活祭呢
Why we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
因为我们把身体献上的目的就是来遵行神的旨意
Because we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice is for the purpose of doing his will
我们记得我们的主在地上的时候
When the Lord was on this earth
圣经里头有预言
Bible has prophecy
在诗篇第四十篇里面
In Psalm 40
那是预言主耶稣在地上的生活
It's a prophecy of our Lord's life on this earth
在那里告诉我们说
It says there
燔祭和赎罪祭是你所不喜悦的
Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire
你为我预备了一个身体
My, You prepare me a body
在诗篇四十篇里说你开通我的耳朵
Psalm 40 says my ears you have opened
但到了希伯来书里面
But in the book of Hebrews
就说你为我预备了一个身体
You prepare a body for me
我来了
I come
乃是要遵行你的旨意
I come to do your will, O God
你的律法刻在我的心上
Your law is within my heart
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
燔祭和赎罪祭
Burnt offerings and sacrifices
这个都是献给神的
All those things are to be offered
我们以为说燔祭和赎罪祭乃是神所喜悦
We assume burnt offerings and sacrifices are pleasing God's sight
我们在这里献祭神还不喜悦吗
We offer and he should be appreciated
我们在那里替神做事吗
We do things for him
但是圣经告诉我们说
But the Bible tells us
燔祭和赎罪祭神不喜悦
burnt offerings and sacrifices he had no desire
神所要的是什么呢
What does he desire
神所要的是一个身体
What he desire is a body
这个身体做什么呢
What is this body for
这个身体就是来遵行神的旨意
This body is for the purpose of doing God's will
因为神的律法刻在我的心里头
Because his law dwells within me
所以我知道神所喜悦的是
So I know what God is pleased
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
让我们记得
Just remember
侍奉神不是献祭而已
Serving God is not a matter of simply offering sacrifices
有的时候我们也要献祭
But yes we do need to offer sacrifices
但是侍奉神不光是献祭的问题
But serving God is more than offering sacrifices
这侍奉神乃是把身体献上当作活祭
Serving God is offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
这样我们用我们的身体来遵行神的旨意
Therefore we use our bodies to do God's will
一个没有把自己献上的人根本不能是神
An unconsecrated person cannot serve God
因为他的心意还没有更新而变化
But his mind has not been renewed
一个没有把自己献给神的人
If you have not offered yourself to the Lord
他的心思还是老旧的心思
You still have your old mind
虽然我们是得救了
Even though you're saved
我们的灵是一个新的灵
Even though your spirit is alive
但是我们这个心思啊头脑还是那个老旧的头脑
And because you still have an old mind
所以如果我们要起来侍奉神的话
If we are to rise up and serve God
我们就照着我们老旧的思想来侍奉神
And we serve with our old mentality
我们就随从这个世界上的那一种的方法
And we serve him according to the ways of the world.
我们在那里采取这个人的方法来侍奉神。
And we try to adopt human methods.
我们用我们自己所认为好的来侍奉神。
What we think is right and we use that to serve him.
我们用我们天然的能力来侍奉神。
We serve God with our natural strength.
因为我们的心思还没有更新而变化。
Because our mind has not been renewed.
我们对于事情的看法
When we look at things,
它是老旧的看法
we look at things in the old way,
这就是说与世界上人的看法没有不同
And it was, but the way we look at things it is no different from the people of the world
我们知道今天在基督徒的中间
Among God's people today
有许多 是大概是得救的人.
There are many that are saved.
但是而且他们也是热心的服侍者.
And they were there zealously serving the Lord.
但是他们的心思没有更新而变化.
But their minds have not been renewed.
所以你看他们的自身.
You look at their service.
都是照着自己的意思.
They serve according to their own will.
用自己天然的能力.
They use their natural strength.
采取世界的方法.
And they adjust the methods of the world.
他们这样来侍奉神.
This is how they serve God.
这样的侍奉结果是什么呢?
What is the consequence of this type of service?
结果是侍奉他们自己.
In the end, they were serving themselves.
他们在侍奉自己的时候,
when they were serving themselves,
不知不觉就是侍奉了那撒旦.
Unconsciously, they were serving Satan.
所以这是一个很严重的一件事.
This is a very, very important matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Lord and sisters,
如果我们有心要侍奉的话,
if we have a heart to serve God,
第一件事,
first,
你必须要把你的身体献上当作祭物.
You must offer your body as a living sacrifice.
你这样的献上就产生一个结果.
When you offer your body, there is a result.
所以在罗马12章第2节这么说.
And Romans 2 tells us,
不要效法这个世界.
Do not conform to this world.
只要心意更新而变化.
And by be transformed and with by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神的善良成全.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你在这句话就看见了.
For instance, in this verse we see
一个心思没有更新而变化的人.
The one whose mind have not been renewed.
他必定是效法这个世界.
He is natural for him to conform to the world.
你知道效法世界在原文里头的意思.
This word conform to the world.
乃是世界像个母亲一样.
This word is a model.
世界像一个模型一样.
The world is like a mold.
那么把你自己挤在这个母亲的里面.
It squeezes you into that mold.
这个叫做效法世界.
Now, that means conforming to the world.
比方说世界上忽然巴黎有一个新的服装出来了.
Assuming there is a new fashion we discover in Paris.
那么马上你看见人都挤在那一个母亲里头去了.
Everybody is following that fashion.
就是要出时髦了.
They want to be modern.
你怎么样就要把你自己挤进去了？这一个就圣经所说的效法世界。
And this will bubble means by conforming to the world.
因为这样我们就和潮流了。
And in this way we are very current.
我们就是说人的称赞了。
We have the approval of man.
我们也讨人的喜悦了。
And we are accepted by them.
做一个没有奉献的人。
So the person who is not consecrated.
他必定是效法这个世界。
He cannot help. But he's conforming to the world.
他不会参与神的旨意.
He cannot prove God's will.
他对神的旨意是很怕很怕的.
He's afraid of God's will.
我记得有的青年人这样的说.
I know some young people they put it this way.
他说凡是与我相反的就是神的旨意.
He said everything that's contrary to me is God's will.
所以他也不敢请求神的旨意.
And so they're afraid to seek God's will.
但神的旨意对于一个没有奉献的人是可怕的一件事情.
God's will is something to unconsecrated life is something to be feared.
你不愿意去查验他.
You don't want to prove his will.
你也不愿意去懂他.
You don't want to understand his will.
更不愿意去经历他.
And above all, you do not want to experience God's will.
一个没有奉献的人就是这样的一个.
That is the picture of a person who is not consecrated.
一个没有把身体献上的人，
so a person who is not consecrated,
他是绝对不能侍奉神。
He absolutely cannot serve God.
就是他在哪里侍奉的吗？
Even though he tried to serve,
那是照着这个世界的模型来侍奉神。
He served in the fashion of the world.
这样，
this way,
的侍奉是神所不能接受的。
This kind of service God cannot accept.
我们的心意要更新而变.
Our minds must be renewed.
我们的心意怎么能更新呢?
How can our minds be renewed?
那就是说,
that is to say,
你对事物的看法,
how you view things,
你对事情的估计,
how you evaluate things,
你觉得这是宝贝的, 那是粪土,
and whether it's something valuable or something that is ready.
你这个心思里面你的想法,
it's how you think,
你的看法,
how you look at things,
这个一定要变化,
that has to be changed.
那这个变化从何而来呢?
How can we change this view, way of thinking?
乃是从将身体献上当作活祭来,
it can be changed because you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
因为你把你的身体献上之后,
after you offer your body as a living sacrifice,
圣灵 他就变化你的心思。
The Holy Spirit began to do the work of transformation.
你知道我们不能变化我们自己。
You know we cannot change ourselves.
我们换汤不换药。
We can change the water, but we cannot change the ingredients.
没有办法换的。
We cannot change.
这个变化是圣灵的工作。
The changing work is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵在我们身上不能工作。
But the Holy Spirit cannot work.
除非我们把身体献上当作活祭,
unless we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
因为我们的神是尊重我们人格的,
because God respects our personality.
他绝对不能抹杀我们的人格,
He will not kill or destroy our individuality.
从来不勉强我们,
He will not force us.
如果你不把自己献上,
but if you will not offer yourself,
你说神啊,
you say, God,
我这个人是属于你的,
you say, I belong to you,
愿你的旨意成功,
may your will be done,
我不要自己的意思,
I do not want my own will,
我要你的旨意,
I want your will,
圣灵就做工了,
God, Holy
Spirit, 他就把你的心思就更新而变化,
and you will begin to do the work of transformation,
奇妙的事,
you're wonderful,
你越把自己献上,
the more you give yourself to
him, 你的看法完全改变,
your views about things you change,
中间你认为最宝贝的,
those you think, things you thought they were very precious to you,
现在你看到粪土一样,
and now you look as they were nothing to you.
弟兄姊妹有什么人喜欢粪土呢?
Anybody want any garbage?
我们都要丢弃粪土了,
we will throw all the garbage.
那么你看到像粪土一样, 你当然不要它了,
when you look at things as though they were garbage, of course you don't want them.
所以今天你看见, 这个不是勉强的事情,
this is not something that God wants to force upon us.
而保罗在希律第三章里面,
Paul in Philippians 3 he told us,
他告诉我们, 他从前是同样的人,
he taught us what kind of person he was,
这些都是他可以夸耀的事,
those things he could boast.
他这个道地的犹太人,
he was a Pharisee,
道地的犹太人,
he was a moral Jew, ethical Jew,
pure Jew,
a pure Jew.
今天他是一个法利赛人，他是热心的一个人，
and he was very zealous.
这些都是他从前认为宝贵的，
and those things he deemed them as very precious.
但是当他在大马士革路上被主遇见的时候，
but when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus,
当他把自己完全降服于主的时候，
and when he surrendered himself fully to the Lord,
他说主啊，
he said, Lord,
你要我做什么?
What you want me to do?
我这个人是属于你的了。
Now I belong to you.
现在是你的意思了。
Now it's your will.
他的心思就更新而变化。
And his mind was changed.
他说,我从前认为这些宝贝的东西,
is it those things I deem good and precious?
我现在把它当作粪土一样,
I look at them as though they were refuse.
保罗丢弃这些事情并不为难,
he saw all those things was not easy for Paul,
因为这些是粪土嘛,
because those were refuse.
如果你还当它宝贝的话,
if you look at them as though something precious,
那要你丢弃这些事就要你的命了,
if you throw those away, you have to take your life.
但是今天神要你丢弃是粪土, 你愿意不愿意丢弃呢?
Today God wants you to throw away the refuse, are you willing to do it?
但是你是不是看他是粪土呢?
Do you look at them as though they are refuse?
保罗就看他过去的这些都是粪土,
Paul looked at his past as though they were piled of garbage.
他说我把一切都看作粪土一样,
look at everything as garbage.
现在我的心思更新而变化,
because now my thought, my mind is renewed.
我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝,
this is my Jesus is the most important person in my life.
主是我的宝贝,
he is my most precious thing.
所以你看保罗就竭力地追求主.
And therefore Paul was pressing on toward Christ.
他为了主不顾一切.
Because of Christ, he do not care about anything.
除了主之外，没有其他的东西.
Apart from Christ, he had nothing else.
他在查验神善良、成全和喜悦的。
He was approving what good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
在保罗来说,
in Paul's life,
神的旨意是善良的.
God's will is the best.
因为神是善良的.
Because God is good.
神的旨意是成全的.
God's will is perfect.
因为神是完全的.
Because God is perfect.
神的旨意是可喜悦.
God's will is acceptable.
不是可怕的.
It's not something to be feared.
乃是你可以喜欢的.
And it's something you love to.
因为他爱神的缘故.
Because his love for God.
所以神的旨意就变成可爱的.
Therefore, God will become something very lovely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
什么叫做查验呢?
What does it mean by proving?
查验的意思就是说,
proving means,
你一面能明白它,
on one side you understand,
你另一面去经历它,
on the other hand you experience,
啊, 神的旨意是可以明白的,
God's will can be known by us,
不但要明白, 还要去经历神的旨意,
not only it can be known, but we can also be experienced.
当你明白而经历出来的时候,
after we know God's will and experience God's will,
你就发现神的旨意 是善良、成全、可喜悦
and will discover God's word is good, perfect, and acceptable.
我不知道弟兄姊妹,
I don't know, brothers and sisters,
你有没有看见这些的事情?
Do you see this thing?
让我们记得,
just remember,
侍奉神乃是侍奉神的旨意.
Serving God is serving God's will.
如果你在神的旨意里做事,
If you do things in God's will, that is service.
如果你不在神的旨意里侍奉，这个算不就是？
If you're not doing God, if you're not serving God's will, there's no work to be considered.
当然，我昨天已经提过了。
Yesterday I mentioned.
我们这个奉献不是一劳永逸的事情。
We mentioned that this. Our consecration is not one for all.
我们需要天天在主面前献上。
Every day we must renew our consecration.
因为奉献像燔祭一样。
Because consecration is like throwing the offering.
你要早晨献一个牛羊。
In the morning you offer a lamb.
到了晚上又再加上一个。
In the evening you offer another lamb.
这个燔祭的火是昼夜不息的。
The fire of burnt offering continues burn.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在三年前奉献过了。
3 years ago, you consecrated yourself.
你今天是不是还活在奉献的里面?
Are you living in that consecrated life?
如果你不活在奉献的里面,
if you're not living in a consecrated life,
你看你的心思啊, 还会回头到老旧的心思里头去。
You'll discover your new mind will turn back into the old mind.
你记得大卫的故事。
You know the story of David.
大卫是一个, 认识神的人。
David was a person who knows God.
他是厚生心意的人。
He is one who after God's own heart.
但是大卫有的时候也做糊涂的事情。
Sometimes David did commit sin.
他怎么会做这样糊涂的事情?
How can he do foolish things?
他有心要把神的幽柜啊运到这个大卫的城来。
He has a desire to bring the ark of God come into Jerusalem.
这是一件好的事情。
That is a good thing.
但是你看他没有寻求神的旨意。
He was not seeking God's will.
他与他的将军啊商量。
He consulted with his commanders.
这些将军啊是会打仗，他不懂得这个树林的事情。
And all his commanders and soldiers, all they know is fighting war.
他们就定位了。
And they decide,
我们要把这个幽柜用来,
when we bring the Ark of the Covenant,
那什么用法呢?
How can we bring it back?
哎呀, 非利士人把幽柜送回来的时候,
and when the Philistines, when they brought back the Ark,
他们把幽柜放在一个新的牛车的上面,
they brought back the Ark on a new cart,
用牛来拉着,
it was pulled by Ark,
这样很方便,
it's very convenient,
也很轻松,
it's easy for us,
这样很好的办法,
it's a new good method,
所以大卫就采取这个世界的办法,
and so therefore David adopted the world, the method of the world,
结果呢,
in the end,
我们看见,
we discovered
这是神所不许可的事,
that was not what God was seeing.
所以就创了大祸,
and there was something that happened.
这个就是表明说, 就是一个奉献的人。
even though a person who was consecrated,
如果不是天天活在神的面前,
if you are not living a consecrated life
daily, we can
often drift back to the old ways
of life.
So they are our offering, it's a daily offering.
侍奉神是侍奉神的旨意。
Serving God is serving God's will.
所以我们要知道什么是神的旨意。
We must discover what is God's will.
你不要还没有知道神的旨意，你就东奔西跑了。
Do not, before you discover God's will, run around serving Him.
你想想看，如果你家里有一个工人。
Assume you have a servant in your house.
他还没有听完你吩咐他要做的事。
Before you give that person instruction.
还没有听完,
before he completely heard your instruction.
他人已经跑掉了,
he's already disappeared.
他在哪里做他认为应当做的事。
And he began to do things assuming that's what you want him to do.
这样的工人恐怕今天晚上你就要请他回家了。
This is the kind of servant probably you will hire him this evening.
我们今天要侍奉神, 要明白神的旨意。
If you have to serve God first, you must to know God's will.
但是很奇妙的事情,
but wonderful.
在罗马12章第2节里面,
in Romans 12:2,
他说你们要查验,
you must prove
何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
What is good, perfect, acceptable will of God?
但是这个旨意,
but this will,
在原文的里面是单数,
in the original is singular.
很可惜在我们中文的里面,
it's unfortunately in our Chinese translation.
在我们中文的文法里面,
in our Chinese grammar.
我们这个字句本身没有多数单数的。
Because in our Chinese words we have no singular and plural.
我们要加上一点来形容它的。
So we have to add characters to this.
但是这一个词语在原文里头是单数的。
But in the original, this will is singular.
神的旨意只有一个。
God has but one will.
哎呀，在我们的思想里面，
in our thinking,
神的旨意真是千千万万。
We think God has hundreds and hundreds of will.
我们有的说要寻求神的旨意。
Sometimes we say we want to seek God's will.
怎么寻求呢？
How do we seek God's will?
我们说我不知道我该到哪一个学校里去念书。
I don't know which school I should go.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I will seek God's will.
我不知道我该到哪里去做事。
I don't know why I should seek employment.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I seek God's will.
我不知道我应该娶哪一位做我的太太。
I don't know which sister I should take as my wife.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I will seek God's will.
那这是好的基督徒了。
He's a very good.
不好的基督徒根本也不寻求神的旨意。
喜欢谁去娶谁了，喜欢做什么就做什么。哎呀，感谢主。今天我们是属于神的人，所以我们祷告，所以有一个难处。但是有一个难处，我常常碰到青年的弟兄姊妹来问我说，我们怎样能明白神的旨意呢？
God's will. 好像这是世界上最难的一件事情。好像神要把他的旨意隐藏起来。
As though God is hiding himself.
那我一直在那里寻找。
And I keep seeking and seeking.
结果我把这个门推开了。
And then I push the door.
那我知道神的旨意。
And I don't find no
problem. 好像神的旨意非常的难。
As though it's very difficult.
千千万万。
There are thousands of them.
我们在一切的事情上要寻求神的旨意。
We have to seek God's will in everything.
我想没有人到一个 这样的地步啊！
I don't think anybody has
a right. 你在吃饭的时候，
when you eat,
你吃完了一碗饭，
you
你要寻求神的旨意，
you seek God's will.
要不要吃第二碗饭？
Do I eat the second bowl of rice?
这个寻求神的旨意就非常为难了。
And that would be more difficult life.
那么怎么能寻求神的旨意呢？
Well, how should we seek God's will?
亲爱的弟兄们， 有一个秘诀。
There is one secret.
如果你能知道神那一个旨意的话， 那个超包罗一切的神的旨意。That
will includes all his other will.
这样以后要明白神的旨意很容易。
And from that moment on, it will be easy for you to discover God's will.
今天在神的儿女中的困难，
the problem we face of God's will,
我们对于神的旨意都是零零碎碎的。
We look at God's will as fragments.
老实说，
honestly,
你在那里寻求神的旨意，实在都是为着你自己。
When you seek God's will, actually you are seeking your own will. actually you are it for yourself.
今天我们需要看见怎样一个善良纯粹可喜悦的心。
Today we must discover that which is good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
这个旨意究竟是什么呢？
What is this will of God?
在罗马十二章就告诉我们。
In Romans 12 we are told.
到了第五节的里面
When it comes to verse 5,
他这里怎么说呢
How does it put there?
罗马十二章第五节
Romans 12 verse 5
正我们这许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络做自己也是如此
For we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
罗马十二章第一节将身体献上当作活祭。
Verse 1 of Romans 12 it says about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个身体在原文里头是多数的。
This word body in the original is body.
因为你有你的身体，我有我的身体。
Because you have your body and I have my body.
我不能代替你把身体献上。
I cannot offer your body as sacrifice for you.
你必须要自动地把你的身体献上。
You must be willingly offer your body as a sacrifice.
我也要自动地把我的身体献上。
I must be willingly offer myself up as a living
sacrifice. 所以这个身体是多数的。
So here we have this plural body.
但是奇妙的事情就在这里。
But the most wonderful thing is
我们把我们这许多人的身体都献上给主的时候。
When we all offer all these bodies, our bodies to the
Lord.
And God began to change and renew our minds.
就开我们的眼睛
He opened our eyes.
叫我们看见一个单的身体
And he allowed us to see this one body.
因为罗马十二章第五节的身体是一个身体是单数的
Because the body in verse 5 of Romans 12 is singular, is one body.
我们这许多的人把我们的身体献上
We...So many, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
神就给我们看见
God permits us to see.
我们乃是一个身体
We are one body.
我们是互相联络做肢体
We are individually members one another.
你知道什么是神那一个善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意呢
Now, we know what is that?Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们知道神那个旨意都是为着他的儿子。
We know that will is for His Son.
他要为着他的儿子预备一个身体。
He is preparing for His Son a body.
他要他的儿子做手。
He wants His Son to be the head.
他要他的儿子得做他的教会，做他的身体。
He wants His Son to have the church as his body.
叫他所充满的可以充满在这个身体里面。
That his all his fullness can fill the body of Christ.
他要把他儿子的丰富啊都充满在这个身体里面。
He wants to fill the church, the body with all his fullness.
叫这个身体能成为他的配偶。
So that this body can become his helpmeet.
不但是配啊，并且能帮助。
And not only can companion but to help him.
我们知道要做主的这个心腹啊。
To be the Lord's bride.
一面你要配的。
We have to be match.
这个配就是性格的建造。
This matching, this is matter of character.
我们的主头怎样？
How, whatever the head is like,
这个身体也怎样
and so should the body.
头里面的性格
all the characters in the head,
变成身体的性格
becomes the characters of the body.
头的丰富
all the fullness in the head,
就充满在身体的里面
and becomes the fullness of
the body. 这样我们就与它配了
and therefore we can be one.
这是分灵
that is spirit.
这样配了之后
after we can be one,
就可以做它的帮手了